The budget expands Healthy Start home visitation programs statewide in February 2002, adds staff to support this expansion, and funds additional program evaluations. It also restores family resource centers and parents as teacher programs. It adds $2 million in federal child care funds for high-quality after-school child care. It eliminates separate funding for student retention and juvenile services grants. It does consolidate flexible general fund grants, however, to local commissions, although the overall funding level is reduced as initially proposed in the governor's budget. The commission's budget has $1.2 million to help support local early identification systems with community one-call referral points, parent helplines, and other information and education efforts. This is subject to enactment of Senate Bill 5527, the Department of Human Services budget bill. The bill also appropriates $1.3 million to the Department of Human Services to restore Babies First nurse home visitation services. A position is added to maximize federal funding for early childhood activities and services to gain federal match. The department will receive $11 million general fund for mental health and alcohol and drug treatment services related to the governor's children's plan, subject again to enactment of Senate Bill 5527. This is a very good bill, colleagues. It does reduce some flexible resources to local commissions on children and families, but continues many community programs not funded in the governor's budget, and helps equalize Healthy Start home visitation resources for children in all areas of the state. It will help make mental health and alcohol and drug treatment services more accessible to children and families who need them. I urge your support for 5053 as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any questions? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Question to the carrier. I have heard a great deal about the reduction of the flexible funds, and I'm making the assumption from listening to your presentation that it was purely a matter of prioritization, that there simply wasn't enough money to do everything, and that that was the election that was made by the committee. If that's an incorrect assumption, would you help me?
That would be a fairly accurate assumption. And I think what one thing I'd like to point out to all the committee is that initially, there was concern, well, that, geez, we were just focusing on dollars within the so-called children's plan. And leadership, both in the executive branch and the legislative branch, worked hard looking at that. And then it became apparent that, well, geez, there are other dollars that are going to commission on children's and families, and we shouldn't be looking at just the, quote, children's plan. We looked at that, and indeed, as I spoke to here a moment ago, it looks like that there are going to be some puts and takes there, particularly as we go to treating the root cause of a lot of these problems, which is, unfortunately, our alcohol and drug addiction problem here in the state of Oregon. But I guess I'd ask the committee to take that onion and peel it out one more layer yet. If you look at the juvenile crime prevention dollars, which we spent $20 million last time, rolls up another $10 million this time, total of $30 million, and you look at every single county in the state of Oregon, I think there's only two or three counties that when you add all the children's dollars, 0 to 18, and I'm not talking education, I'm talking Commission on Children and Families, Children's Plan, Juvenile Crime Prevention dollars, every county except for a few have more money to deal with, more money than they did last time. Maybe a slight reduction from some of that mythical CSL we always try and reach, but more money than they had last time. So, again, given the tough budget cycle we're in, I think this is actually a very, very well thought out budget and gets to the heart of what was begun back in, you know, frankly, 1993 or 94 before I got here with House Bill 2004, which is to try and prioritize intervention at the early end so we don't have to keep building more prisons and deal with it on the back end.
Further questions? That answered one. And I present Representative Butler's. Any further discussion? Any objections to moving House Bill 5053 to the House floor with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered. Other bills reported out of subcommittee, Senate Bill 134, Representative Schrader.
Thank you. Well, Senate Bill 134, a bill I didn't think was going to make it through this session, has made it a long, long ways. My understanding is that this is the end result at the Dash 51 amendments of a great deal of work by a lot of different people.
Dash 51.
This shows if you don't succeed at first, try again. And
again.
Senate Bill 134 makes a number of changes to PERS. It previously was in Ways and Means. It was referred again to us from the House floor for some amendments.
I think they did.
The Dash B-51 amendment resolved some conflicts and a number of issues, and there's now support for the bill from, I believe, all interested parties. Your subcommittee chose not to recommend a change to the PERS budget. Once all PRS-related bills have been signed into law, PERS can review the entire impact of those laws on its operations and return to the emergency board for expenditure limitation and any additional staff it may need. Your subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 134 be engrossed as amended.
Thank you, Representative.
That's how we get to the
fifth. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objections to moving Senate Bill 134 to the House floor with a due pass recommendation? Let the record show Senator Hannon is a no. Seeing no others? So ordered. Senate Bill 145, Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 145 is the result of the work of an interim public defense services commission established by the 99 legislature. After a number of public hearings and meetings, the commission recommended that trial and appellate indigent defense services be consolidated into one state agency. The bill establishes a public defense services commission. On October 1st, 2001, the office of the public defender transfers to the commission. The current budget for the public defender is sufficient to support this transition. On October 1st, 2003, the indigent defense duties and positions in the judicial department will also be transferred to the commission. The judicial department and the commission will work together to plan for this transfer, including the development of a 2003-05 biennial budget for the combined agency. Your subcommittee on capital construction, lottery, and bonding recommends approval of Senate Bill 145. And colleagues, I think this is a good plan. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objections to moving Senate Bill 145 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 000. I believe it's Senate Bill 743, short line. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Some people would think it appropriate that I'm carrying the short line. This establishes a short line credit premium. Oh, he left. You're right. Sorry, he's not on the committee. Establishes a short line credit premium fund as a sub-account in the Oregon Transportation Infrastructure Fund. The bill authorizes the department to select projects for financial assistance and gives priority to projects funded in part with federal credit assistance provided under the Railroad Rehabilitation and Improvement Financing Program. It also authorizes the department to provide loans and other forms of assistance to short line railroads. Capital Construction, Lottery, and Bonding Subcommittee amended the bill to delete the language establishing a short line credit premium fund. The language establishing the program will be reestablished in House Bill 2275, which authorizes the sale of $2 million in lottery bonds to provide the resource to deposit in the short line credit premium fund. The -A2 amendments establishes an expenditure limitation of $2 million under funds and 0.50 FTE to administer the program and 186,541 lottery funds to pay the debt service on the lottery bonds. The Capital Construction, Lottery, and Bonding Subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 753 with the -A2 amendments. Thanks, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objections to moving Senate Bill 753 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation? So ordered. House Bill 2275 relating to lottery bonds, Representative Westland. House Bill 2275 increases the aggregate amount of lottery bonds that may be issued and authorizes the issuance of said bond. This issuance authorizes lottery bonds that will provide $132 million to Economic Development Department for infrastructure grants and loans. When combined with proceeds for existing loans, these bonds will provide $50 million per biennium in a sustainable infrastructure program. $20.2 million to the Oregon Department of Transportation to fund commuter rail projects and $2 million for short line rail projects. $20 million to Housing and Community Services Department to continue the $5 million investment made in the 9901 biennium for downtown and affordable housing projects in distressed and rural communities, and funding for equipment and facilities including Oregon State Fairgrounds, Southern and Eastern Oregon Universities, and public broadcasting stations in Oregon. The bill also includes authority to issue bonds for the Columbia River Channel deepening. These bonds will not be issued unless there is congressional approval and all environmental issues and the state of Washington's funding are in place.
Subcommittee on Capital Construction Lottery Bonding recommends approval of House Bill 2275. Any questions? Any discussions? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Well, I'm profoundly supportive of some elements of this bill. I can't support it at this time, absent the environmental information that renders the Columbia River dredging project environmentally benign. I can't support the bill now.
Thank you, Representative. Let the record show Representative Johnson is a no. Any other discussion? Any questions? Any other objections?
Well, not an objection, just a discussion. I appreciate the add back under the Infrastructure Loans and Grants Program. These are all very much needed programs and all labeled and tagged at this particular point, and I appreciate the opportunity to see this money returned back to the table for the local communities that need these types of activities.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with this overall package. Thank you, Representative Butler. Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The commentary about the environmental impacts, I think, needs to be balanced with the issue of the survivability of our wheat industry and shipping in the Columbia River area. As a representative of the Mid-Columbia region, having more port districts than any other representative in the body, I will tell you that this channel deepening issue is critical to the survival of not only international trade, but critical to the survival of agricultural and forest products production in the entire Columbia Basin, not the least of which is the outputs of the Mid-Columbia wheat ranches. So I appreciate the co-chair's steadfast dedication to keeping Oregon in the forefront of world trade by including the funds that we need to deepen the channel and keep the Port of Portland healthy and keep inter-Columbia River navigation open all the way to the upper river ports.
Thank you, Senator. Any other questions, discussion? Representative Winters.
Just a comment, and I do appreciate the co-chairs making the investment in the state fair. So once again, we may have a place we can all be proud to go in the state of Oregon that celebrates all of Oregon.
Senator Dukes.
Well, I might as well weigh in, too. I just wanted to say that I'm going to support this bill with the strong belief that our state agencies will not allow the channel deepening project in any channel to move forward without the adequate environmental sideboards on it. I don't believe that that is any longer the Port of Portland's intent. The Corps of Engineers I certainly can't speak to because they don't seem to help anybody in my district, so I don't know about anybody else's district, but I believe that we have a couple of state agencies and ultimately Board of County Commissioners in Clatsop County overseeing this project. So I think we have enough that I'm going to put my faith and trust in it and hope for the best. And I just wanted to say the two don't need to be mutually exclusive, and I think that's what we've been arguing all along, is no one should be afraid of the word environmental when it comes to a dredging project. They do not have to be mutually exclusive. They should not be mutually exclusive. But I would challenge anyone who's going to be involved in the future of the process that they put out an EIS, like the last EIS, they will have major opposition on their hands.
Your faith and trust will be well placed. Any other questions? Any other discussion? Any other objections other than Representative Johnson to moving House Bill 2275 to the House floor with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 2276 relating to bonds. Senator Brown.
Thanks. House Bill 2276 increases the aggregate amount of various types of debt that may be issued by the state. It does not provide expenditure limitation for debt proceeds. That authorization is provided in agency budgets and the capital construction bills. As major projects develop, additional expenditure limitation can be granted by the emergency board. The bill authorizes bonding for higher education construction and certificates of participation for its information technology packages. The bill also provides general obligation and revenue bonds for self-sustaining programs. It also authorizes $272 million in lottery bonds, which is dedicated to a number of purposes. The bill also provides authorization for pass-through revenue bonds and private activity bonds, which are not liabilities of state government. Certificates of participation are authorized for construction of prison facilities, a state crime laboratory, and other state building projects. We have provided authorization of certificates of participation for acquisition of information technology and other assets. Your subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 2276.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objections to moving House Bill 2276 to the House floor with due pass? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 2294, Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2294 authorizes the Department of Human Services to move forward with this reorganization plan. The bill was before Ways and Means Committee previously. The bill passed the House and in the Senate was referred to the Senate Rules and Redistricting Committee. The committee has referred the bill back to Ways and Means unamended. The bill is in the same form as when previously passed out by Ways and Means Committee. Recommend the bill be passed out to the Senate with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Representative. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objections to moving House Bill 2294 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation? Let the record show Representative Johnson. Seeing no others, so ordered. House Bill 2646, Representative Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2646 comes to you from the Senate Judiciary Committee in your Capital Construction, Lottery, and Bonding Subcommittee. The bill expands the crime of assault in the third degree, a Class C felony, to include intentionally or knowingly causing physical harm to a peace officer, corrections officer, youth corrections officer, parole and probation officer, firefighter, or staff member while a person is acting in the course of official duty. The bill was substantially amended with the approval of the chair of that committee. It referred it to Ways and Means, returning it to its original version. It was also fiscally amended to appropriate $341,603 to the emergency fund for allocation to the Department of Corrections, if necessary, for population management issues, and amended it to appropriate $179,469 to the Department of Corrections to cover additional community correction supervision costs. The subcommittee unanimously recommends approval.
Thank you, Representative. Any questions, issues, discussions, any objections to moving House Bill 2646 as amended to the Senate floor? Representative Hansen?
Yeah, question to the carrier. Representative Schrader, we had this bill before the Public Safety Committee for Public Safety Sub for a while. And I'm not tracking this carefully enough. Was the penalty provisions for the non-public safety people, the emergency medical technicians, transit operators, was that downgraded at all?
No.
So this is just the simple form of...
This is just in addition to.
Okay.
This is the full meal deal version of the bill. As my kids would say. Any other questions, discussions, any objections to moving House Bill 2646 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 2918, Senator Shorty.
Thanks, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2918 came to the Ways and Means from your Senate Judiciary Committee. The bill clarifies that electronic communication is considered contact for purposes of stalking offenses, expands the crime of identity theft, expands the offense of child neglect when a child is present in a vehicle during the delivery of a controlled substance, increases the presumptive sentences for offenses involving specific amounts of ecstasy, establishes timelines for state appeals of circuit court decisions suppressing evidence or dismissing indictments that are intended to ensure defendants receive a speedy trial, and the best part of the bill, if I do say so myself, Mr. Co-Chair, creates the Oregon Domestic and Sexual Violence Services Program within the Department of Justice. The subcommittee adopted amendments provided by the chair of the referring committee that significantly reduced the fiscal impact. As amended, the bill appropriates $33,545 to the emergency fund for allocation to the Department of Corrections, if necessary, for prison population management issues due to an anticipated increase in offenders receiving a state prison sentence as a result of the bill, $27,459 to the Department of Corrections to cover additional community corrections supervision costs, and, the best part, $2.5 million to the Department of Justice to implement the Oregon Domestic and Sexual Violence Services Program. Your Capital Construction, Lottery, and Bonding Subcommittee recommends approval. Thanks, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objections to moving House Bill 2918 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none? So ordered. Good bill. House Bill 3244, relating to crime, Representative Westland.
House Bill 3244 comes to the Ways and Means from the Senate Judiciary Committee after passing the House on a vote of 47-0. House Bill 3244 expands the crime of assault in the third degree, a Class C felony, to include intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly causing a physical injury to a taxi cab driver while the person is acting in the course of while that person is acting in the course of official duty. The bill was substantially amended with the approval of the chair of that committee, and as it was referred to Ways and Means to make it consistent with existing laws governing assault on operators of public transit vehicles. The subcommittee reviewed the minimal fiscal impact of the bill and concluded that no additional appropriation was necessary. The subcommittee unanimously recommends approval. We have our taxi cab friend here with us.
Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike,
he was out in the hall just a minute ago.
Maybe he finally got back to work.
Mr. Co-Chair, he said he wanted to stay and watch everything. I have a feeling.
He was in the hall.
Here's an example of a citizen that comes to a citizen legislature.
Here he is.
Here's an example. Mike, come on. Come up here. Yes. Here's a great example of a citizen that comes to a citizen legislature and, you know, makes a difference through persistence, passion, and most of all, commitment to his efforts. So, sir, we again salute you. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, since he's one of my constituents, I just want to say how proud I am of him.
Hey, we haven't voted on the bill yet.
He learned the process.
Any objections to moving House Bill 3244 to the Senate floor?
Mr. Chair, I was one of the sponsors of the bill, and I want to commend Mike for bringing this. As you know, in Salem, we did have a tragedy.
Yes, ma'am.
That was a taxi cab driver, and I think Mike has been in this building almost every day, and he does show what citizens can do, and I want to thank you.
There you go, buddy. Anyway, any objections to House Bill 3244 moving to the Senate floor with a two-pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered. It's one of the best gavels I've done this year. House Bill 3399, Representative Hill.
House Bill 3399 requires the Department of Administrative Services to develop and implement policies to permit the use of best value procurement and other procurement strategies for information technology. The bill came through Ways and Means once before. It was referred to us from the Senate for amendments. The -A3 amendment was drafted to resolve issues surrounding the bill. Your subcommittee adopted the A3 amendment and recommends approval of House Bill 3399 engrossed as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objections to moving House Bill 3399 to the Senate floor with a two-pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 3537, Representative Hill.
In 1999, the legislature passed House Bill 3575 that changed taxation for owners of large forest land tracts. The same legislation directed the Department of Revenue to convene a work group to examine forest land valuation for property tax assessment purposes and recommend an appeals process for owners impacted by the new valuation of their forest land. House Bill 3537, addresses the outcomes of the work group. The bill requires the Department of Revenue to develop models for the value of specially assessed forest land in the Oregon Forest Land Program. The modeling will determine those lands that are the highest and best use of forest land in western and eastern Oregon. The bill also provides appeal procedures for impacted taxpayers. The bill allows the Department of Revenue to convene an advisory commission to assist in developing the models. An appropriation of $196,157 general fund is included to the department for two auditor/appraiser positions and for contract services to complete the modeling. The general fund expense will be reimbursed during the biennium from the Western Oregon Timber Tax Account and the Eastern Oregon Timber Tax Account. The net effect on the general fund over the biennium will be zero. The Capital Construction Lottery and Bonding Subcommittee urges your approval of House Bill 3537 as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any questions? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'd like to declare a potential conflict of interest as my family owns forest land.
Any other questions?
No.
Any other objections? Or any other discussion? Any objections to moving House Bill 3537 to the House floor with a three-pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered.
You're doing a good job.
House Bill 3861. Representative Hill.
House Bill 3861, engrossed. House Bill 3861 authorizes issuance of $35 million in lottery bonds for financing the South Metro Rail project, allocates lottery funds to pay debt service, and specifies that Washington County and ODOT enter into a grant agreement to disperse the funds subject to conditions. The conditions include that Washington County enters into one or more contracts for final design, construction, or acquisition components of the South Metro Commuter Rail project. The contracts have an aggregate value of at least $20 million. The U.S. Department of Transportation has committed sufficient federal funds to complete the South Metro Commuter Rail project in combination with the state and local commitments. The Capital Construction Lottery and Bonding Subcommittee amended the bill to delete the language establishing the South Metro Commuter Rail Project Fund. Language establishing the program will be reestablished in House Bill 2275, which authorizes the sale of lottery bonds to provide a resource for the South Metro Commuter Rail Project Fund and grant agreement. The subcommittee approved other funds expenditure limitation in the amount of $205,230 and one full-time equivalent position to administer the grant agreement. The subcommittee also approved a $1 other funds expenditure limitation for the South Metro Commuter Rail Project and $18,654 lottery fund expenditure limitation for payment of debt service on the first sale of lottery bonds. The Capital Construction Lottery and Bonding Subcommittee recommend approval of House Bill 3861.
Thank you, Representative. Questions? Discussion? Any objections to moving House Bill 3861 to the House floor with a due pass recommendation? Seeing none, so ordered. House Bill 3942, Senator Ferrioli.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3942 is a bill that addresses tax reform. The bill creates a 15-member state tax reform task force to review tax reform proposals. The task force will be made up of legislators, personal income taxpayers, businesses, and members of the Department of Revenue. Personal income tax collections currently make up 69% of Oregon state tax revenue, making this the highest dependence of any single tax source among the 50 states. The governor's 1998 tax review concluded that Oregon's revenue system would become increasingly dependent on the personal income tax in the wake of the property tax reductions associated with Measures 5 and 50. The Policy Advisory Committee recommended efforts to diversify Oregon's revenue base. The task force created by this bill will look at ways of bringing stability to the general fund during fluctuations in our economy and through tax diversification. Various tax alternatives will be reviewed and recommendations will be reported back to interim legislative committees. A $30,000 general fund appropriation is included for the Department of Revenue to provide support for the task force. The Capital Construction Lottery and Bonding Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 3942 as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions? Representative Hayden.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to be a no on this. To paraphrase Winston Churchill, he said, democracy is a horrible form of government, but it's the best we have. I think our tax system in Oregon is terrible, as any tax system is, but it's the best we have and probably the best we're going to get. I don't think that any commission will improve upon it. It will simply shift it here and there and elsewhere. I'm going to vote no.
Thank you, Representative. Any other questions, comments, discussion? Let the record show Representative Hayden is a no. Any other objections? Senator Miller is a no. Seeing no other objections, House Bill 3942 is moved to the House floor with a due pass recommendation. House Bill 3961. Back to Representative Hill.
House Bill 3961 allows a credit against the privilege tax on wine distributed in Oregon for the cost of qualified marketing activities. To qualify, marketing activities must promote the sale of wine or wine products, may not promote specific brands or exclusively promote particular wineries, and must be activities approved by the Wine Advisory Board. Testimony provided that sales of locally produced wine could benefit from increased marketing efforts. Subcommittee adopted amendments that reduced the amount of credit that require general fund transfers to the mental health, alcoholism, and drug services account to cities and to counties to replace any revenues lost due to the credit. The amendments adopted are expected to reduce general fund revenue by $77,700 for the 2001-03 biennium. Your subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 3961 as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any discussion? Questions? Any objections to moving House Bill 3961 to the House floor with a due pass? One objection? One objection?
Yes, sir.
Let the record show Representative Butler is a no. Seeing no other objections, House Bill 3961 is moved to the House floor with a due pass or recommendation. Other business to come before the committee, House Bill 2295, Senator Hannon.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move that the full committee suspend the rules to reconsider the vote by which it passed House Bill 2295 to the House floor.
Any objections to suspending the rules? Seeing none?
Mr. Question.
Hope we're just suspending the rules.
Mr. Chair, I would move that the full Ways and Means Committee refer the bill to the Capital Construction Lottery and Bonding Subcommittee, the reason being that the bill has some conflict amendments that has a different bill in it. It deals with relating to quality education, and the bill needs to be referred to the subcommittee so we can consider some of the recently proposed amendments so as to resolve the conflicts.
Mr. Chair, just a quick question. We will see this back for
sure. Yes, sir. This is not an attempt to bury a bill. This is an attempt to clarify conflict amendments that arose in the passage of another bill.
I have great confidence in the co-chair.
Thank you, Mr. Co-chair.
To answer that, any other questions?
No, those were my questions. Those are my questions also.
Are there Representative Schrader's?
That's basically my question, too, but I wonder if there's a reason why it wasn't referred to the Education Subcommittee. We spent a lot of time on that bill in the Education Subcommittee.
I think we've just got a couple of conflict amendments, and we're trying to get this thing through as quickly as possible. So,
thank you.
It's going to try to be on the agenda, I believe, this afternoon later, and probably be back out for full consideration in the morning, hopefully.
Thank you.
And we know you want to go up and watch fireworks while you're... Capital Construction, Bonding, and Lottery Sub will still be slaving away down here.
Oh, man.
Any other objection or any objections to moving House Bill 2295 back to the Capital Construction, Lottery, Bonding Subcommittee? Seeing none? So ordered. Announcements. 3:45 right now. The Capital Construction Subcommittee is meeting in 170. Any other announcements?
I'd like to request permission to be allowed to vote on Senate Bill 145.
Any objections?
I don't know what the outcome was, but I probably won't change it.
Guaranteeing that there will be absolutely no change to the outcome. Any objection to allowing Senator Miller vote on 145? Seeing no objections, how do you vote?
To be required as a no.
I think I need to as a no.
We're on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Any other announcements?
Yeah, I know a lot of
you. We're not meeting again tonight, are we?
No.
No.
Have a happy 4th. We're adjourned.